Watari Radio took me to Shimoda in Shizuoka Prefecture, where I met up with Kenta Hayashi and also met up with Yamada Masato, or as he goes by the name of Matto. He's a percussionist, songwriter, and singer for a group called Tengusa, who's based in Shimoda. And here's a song from their album, Kind, which Matt wrote and is singing on and playing percussion on. Please enjoy it. It's called Kokyu, which is to breathe. And we'll have an interview after the song.
Today, we have a special guest. Actually, it's not a guest. I'm a guest at his place. This is not in the camper. This is in a very nice room covered in beautiful art with some tatami mats on the floor. And it's quite warm and comfortable.
Huh? Yeah.
It's a nice place in Shimoda. We're here. Mm. And my guest is Masato.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Fukuoka.
Fukuoka.
Originally. Mm. Yeah. Mm. But you're living in Shimoda.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. And you're a musician.
Mm-hmm.
You play for a band, or what do you do now?
For my band is called Tengusa.
Tengusa. Mm. Okay. And that's Tengusa, right?
Yeah.
Tengusa. Tengusa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're from Shimoda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because Shimoda has seaweed.
Mm-hmm.
Tengusa.
Okay. The name of it. Okay. The seaweed is okay. Name of it. All right. Right. Right.
So we took that name for the band.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. Tengusa. That's great. And you? How long have you been together?
Like 9 years, maybe.
9 years. Mm. Wow. Well, it's a long time.
Long time.
Then. Yeah. Long time, but short time.
Yeah.
That's right. Did you play in bands before Tengusa? Or
not much.
No.
Mm. I was doing just like support, support thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Percussion, right?
Percussion.
Yeah. Mm. Mostly drums or other?
No, just percussion.
Mm-hmm.
So like cajon, congas,
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. For the hand.
Right, right, right. Okay. Mm. And how long have you been doing that since you were?
It's like 13 years now.
Wow. Mm-hmm. 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 When did you start? In high school or?
No, I started to play percussion when I was
24. 24? Mm. Wow.
So before that, I was just singing.
Uh-huh.
So, but I feel a little bit boring about the singing.
Right.
I mean, I like to sing, but you know, because that kind of business thing.
It's a business kind of thing, yeah. Was it, you said it was TV commercials or something?
No, for the radio.
Radio commercials. Right. Yeah, that might
that
get
kind of stuff.
Might kind of get silly. Yeah,
it was very fun.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I decided to play other instrument,
mm-hmm.
And just I choose percussion because I really like Brazilian music a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I want to see more deeply about that music.
Right,
so
Brazilian,
I started. Play like pandeiro or something.
Okay, all right. Some other different instruments. All right. Yeah. Like you studied percussion? What mm-hmm. What did you in America or where?
In America, in Pasadena.
In Pasadena,
California.
Uh-huh. Mm. Okay, where was it? A college or a music school? Or?
It's called LA Music Academy.
Okay. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. How long you were there? You were there for
1 year.
1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why you speak English so well.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Still, but a long time ago now.
Right, right, right. When was the last time you were in America?
2004, maybe?
2004, so 12 years ago. Mm. That is a long time.
Yeah.
Easy to forget.
Yeah.
Easy to forget, yeah.
No place to speak English.
No, right. Well, so you've been playing with the band for about 9 years, and do you that's all you do, or do you play with other people, or...?
Still, I play with other
bands. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Sometimes.
Uh-huh. And you've been playing the guitar recently, right?
No, I'm trying to.
Because
I want to do some my own thing.
Right. Do your own singing, songwriting.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, why did you... Let me ask a different question. When you were growing up in Fukuoka...
Mm.
What kind of music did you listen to? And was there music in your house all the time? Or was it something special for you? Or what?
When I was in high school, I really into about the folk music.
All right.
It's like...
Japanese folk music?
Japanese folk music.
Oh, wow.
It's like Kaguya Hime, you know? Like that kind of... Of course or something.
Old,
like my father's age to music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I really like that. And then I just... really into it, and but that time I was playing soccer, and I was thinking soccer. I want to do work some kind of sport thing.
Oh, right. In the sport, yeah, sports field, yeah.
Field. Mm-hmm. And I was doing soccer, but once I quit the team, I mean, the getting old and in Thai
right, field. You were retired.
Retired.
Yeah. Yeah. Quit the team. Yeah.
Quit the team. Mm. And then I was just watching TV, and there was Bob Marley's documentary or something. It was kind of shocked me.
Right, so it was a whole new world for you. Yeah.
So, and then got to
reggae. Well, went into reggae, and that was in high school.
High school, like third year.
Third year of high school. Wow. So Bob Marley changed your life.
Yeah.
That's I'm sure he changed a lot of people's lives. Yeah,
that's right.
He definitely did. He's an amazing person.
But my high school, there was just one band, and it's for it's copying X, you know.
X Japan.
Hard rock band.
Okay.
Just one band name, so I had to tell them, and could you play reggae with me?
Oh, right. Yeah. You ask them.
So, yeah.
What did they say? What did they say?
And they really liked that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was kind of fun there.
Oh, that's cool.
So brown hair,
right?
Killer bass,
right?
And playing
reggae.
It's kind of fun.
That's funny. Did you sing in that band? Did you sing at that time? Yeah, Bob Marley songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After graduation.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's cool.
That was my first gig. There.
Right, right.
In my life.
That's funny. Did your parents listen to music a lot?
Huh?
You said your dad. Did he listen to music or
not much.
No.
But they bought for me like 12 CDs pack. About that, these years.
Oh, those years. Right. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Because you liked it.
I really liked that.
That's cool. That's cool. That's nice. What was the first CD you bought? Do you remember?
No. Maybe Halloween or something. I don't know. I don't remember. German metal.
Really? That's funny. Yeah, I remember mine was Tommy the Who. You know the band The Who?
Who?
Tommy, the rock opera. Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
It was a rock opera. That was my first one I bought, I think.
Yeah. Long time ago now.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. So percussion, you've been playing for a long time now, yeah?
Mm.
Why did you choose percussion? You said you liked the Brazilian music, and that turned you on to it, or?
Yeah, because there are many rhythm steps in the Brazilian music. So I wanted to know about what's
going
on
more,
there.
Right, to find out deeper, you said, The patterns, the different kinds of patterns, and the layers of rhythm, because it's very layered, which is very
one great. People doing this, but the other people doing that.
Something totally different, and it all comes together, weaves together, makes a really nice pattern, yeah, I agree with that, that's cool. Do you play with a Brazilian band? Do you?
No, not now. I won't do it.
Because that's a whole different energy, I think, probably. Yeah.
And plus, there are not many musicians in, isn't it?
Oh, really?
That kind of music.
Right. What kind of music do you listen to now? Or who are you listening to recently?
Brazilian music?
Brazilian music.
Like Jubal Jill? Old one.
Old ones, yeah.
And jazz,
Jazz, nice. Jazz, yeah, I love jazz.
Because you know this room, so more
like chilled out music. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, this room's pretty amazing. I wish I could show you all out there. I'll take a picture somewhere, but you can't see all the room. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. So Tengusa is making new records or traveling, touring sometime soon, or not? Your band Tengusa. In this year 2016.
Still
undecided. Still not sure.
Not sure.
Yeah. Is it difficult to be an independent musician in Japan, do you think? Is it?
Yeah, it's difficult.
To make a living? Or
Because we are doing... Because we are doing that thing by ourselves.
Right. Everything. Yeah, totally independent, so, No management. Right, so you manage yourself, manage. So
many things to do.
Right, yeah, but...
It's not a bad thing, but...
Takes a lot of time. Away from the music, too. That's hard.
And maybe... some people good at that kind of thing, but not for us.
Right, yeah. That happens with a lot of artists and musicians and... crafts people who are creative people, but not so good at business sometimes. That's one of the things that company, my company Watari, that's what we want to help some of those musicians and artists and things to get a little more exposure into the world market, because Japan's such a small market, and
especially
this kind of music for local musicians and artists. So hopefully we can get more exposure.
There are many great music.
Yeah, in the world, and it's so easy now with the net and you can stream music and download it quite easily. It's a different scene. How often do you do live? When you guys were touring, did you do 10 shows, 20 shows, 100 shows? 200 shows a year?
What were 10 shows in the one tour?
So not real. Did you go all over Japan?
In a year.
Right.
But we couldn't go Hokkaido for 2 years.
Oh, really? That's a long... Yeah.
I want to go there.
Hokkaido was good? Yeah.
Good onsen.
Oh, right. Good food, too.
Good food.
Yeah. Hokkaido. Yeah, that's cool. So you're playing guitar and thinking about doing your own stuff. That's the sort of next thing you're up doing, right? That sounds cool. You writing songs or are you covering songs or
both? But I really like to write a song. It's kind of hobby.
Right.
So I want to these things on that together and make a CD.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that sounds good. So you can do your own percussion and do your guitar and do that everything yourself. Self-made CD. Make it here in this room. It's sort of like a studio in here.
That's what I think.
Definitely. That sounds good.
Very new there.
About
machine, that kind of thing.
You got some new sampling machines?
I didn't have anything before. Just I got the MTL.
All right. So you're playing with that and learning.
Still progressing.
It's becoming popular, I think.
It's very fun to do it.
Right, it's fun, Make up a whole new world of sound. That's cool.
Because the music is just in my head. So I want to this on that.
On a CD on or something. CD or some, some media. It's funny, CDs, I never thought I would ever buy a CD. Because I was always into LP records as growing up. And I thought CDs were terrible. Then I bought thousands and thousands of CDs. And now CDs are disappearing too.
LP is
coming back a little bit. But I like that too. So can you play us a song or two or something?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to hear?
whatever you want to play us.
Guitar.
Guitar? Yeah. So what are you going to play us? You got your guitar out?
Guitar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What song are you going to play?
It's called Kotskots.
Kotskots? Kotskots. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I can't explain. It's doing one thing, step by step.
Step by step.
Life is
step by step. Little by little, step by step. Okay.
It's kind of new.
And why did you write it?
Because I started play guitar 4 years ago. But My image is in my head, but I can't do it, you know?
The fingers don't follow your image, yeah. Right.
So I have to do every day, you know? That song is for me.
Right. To make yourself to keep going. Yeah. Just another step, I get to
keep the face, you know me.
Right. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
That's cool.
Kotz kotz.
Okay. Go ahead.
How do you say in English?
Step by step. Little by little. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Little by little.
You may want little by little or something.
Okay.
Little by little.
Give a shot.
いいね。